This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Details have been emerging in the crash investigation of American Airlines Flight 587. The Airbus A300 lost control shortly after takeoff from John F. Kennedy Airport on Monday. The plane nosedived into a seaside neighborhood in Queens, New York, killing all 260 people on board and at least five neighborhood residents. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The doomed American Airlines jet was flying behind a Japan Airlines plane, which apparently created heavy turbulence in its wake. Still, investigators say wake turbulence by itself was not enough to rip the tail fin clear off the airplane. Their evidence suggests that the pilots of Flight 587 tried to avoid the wake turbulence by adding maximum power and pushing the rudder pedals, which move the nose of the plane left or right. When they did this, the plane jerked violently from side to side. Shortly after this rudder movement is when the tail fin broke off. Tom Howder is the lead NTSB investigator on the scene.
Apparently the data doesn't match what we'd expect. We don't know exactly what happened there. Obviously there's a lot going on. This is the time where something has happened. The aircraft is entering a pitching down, rapidly changing heading. There's a lot going on right then.
One thing investigators are looking at is the composition of the tail fin. The tail on this particular type of Airbus A300 is made of composite material. It's a carbon fiber combination that's used in place of aluminum. Investigators know that the composite tail fin on Flight 587 had passed maintenance repairs, which may have nothing to do with this crash. But the Federal Aviation Administration is ordering emergency inspections of the tail sections on other Airbus A300s and A310s operating in the U.S. American Airlines is the only passenger airline that operates A300s. The rest of them and the A310s are used by Federal Express and UPS. Investigators still can't say with certainty what caused the tail of Flight 587 to snap off. They caution not to read too much into the new information about the pilot's maneuvering of the rudder. Again, NTSB investigator Tom Howder.
This is the tip of the iceberg. We'll have to do a lot of simulation work. Airbus has an engineering simulator that we can use. There's a lot of tests and research yet to be done on computer facilities in our laboratory. There's a lot to happen yet.
At the crash site, investigators continue to sift through a burned-out wasteland of mangled aircraft, piles of bricks and metal, clothes, the occasional shoe or brush, and other remnants of the homes that were flattened when the airliner landed on them. NTSB investigators are meticulously tagging pieces of the jet and tossing them into huge metal containers. These are being taken to a nearby military hangar where investigators will analyze the parts. Brian Murphy is the NTSB investigator in charge of the crash site. It's his job to map the wreckage and make sure all the critical parts are accounted for. He says his job is a little easier than it normally would be because the crash site is a small one-block area.
What you have is you have three homes, one, two, and three, and then a fourth. These three are demolished from the aircraft's impact.
At least five unsuspecting people on the ground were killed by the impact of the plane. Sadly, the fact that the airliner crashed on land has made search and recovery efforts remarkably swift. But the swiftness of the recovery in this American Airlines crash has done little to solve the mystery of what caused it. NTSB Chairwoman Marion Blakey says investigators have all but ruled out terrorism as a possible cause, but she says her agency is still working closely with the FBI.
We will continue to consider all questions as to whether or not there is any evidence of criminal activity, but to date we do not see it in any of the information we have brought in since we last briefed you. So it continues to point to an accident at this point.
Today, Blakey and her team of investigators are flying back to Washington, where the hard work will continue trying to determine how this fatal crash occurred. Marianne Akers, NPR News, New York.